Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Wow, wow. And I have a special, special present for you all because stupid David So is fucking sick and he couldn't make it because he was out gallivanting around fucking, I don't know, man, in Tijuana, prostituting himself to different cartels out there. But special treat, I got, wow, I've known this girl for so long. YouTuber, model, vlogger, foodie, fitness chef,
business owner.
Wow. Make some noise for Danny Riel.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, Tim, for making all the noise for me.
I think this is just the perfect podcast to have you on. You know, we've had you on No Chaser before.
Yeah.
But I think this is cool because, like, you know, you're a big foodie.
I probably eat more than David.
You?
I for sure do. That skinny ass now. Like, no,
yes,
for sure I do.
You eat so much. And not only that, I think you made it cool for fucking models and import models to, like, show their food and eat and shit. I feel like you did that first.
Thank you. That's very kind to say because it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Talk your shit.
Yeah, that's right.
And not only that, I think you and me kind of... I think that's when we first kind of connected on some food shit because I remember when we first got booked for that event in Dallas together in Texas. Shout out to Michael Ferrari.
Shout out to Michael Farley.
Shout out to Farley, yep. I remember I walked in and y'all were eating something. It might have been like some ceviche or something at some bar. And then it was like the first thing we did, you were like, yo, take a bite of this because you were just hyped to eat, you know? And I was like, this girl likes to eat. I like that.
Oh, you remember exactly what it was? I can't even remember that.
I do remember because it was some type of seafood situation. And then we also, well, how long ago was that? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, I'm going to say our age, you know?
What? Like, you don't have to do all that.
And I think it was 12 years ago.
Fuck. For real?
I think so.
12 years ago would make it.
Hey, but we still look pretty good.
We look so fucking good,
yeah, take
Danny.
A look. Take
what
a look
the fuck? We look great.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of people, you know, that came up when we came up don't look as good as
they
we
look
do.
Like they came down.
They came down a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You know what? Before we get into it, I brought you a special treat, all right? Because you're Canadian.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you celebrate by eating this in Canada, all right? But also, it's different because you're Canadian and you're not Latina, all right?
Okay.
Do you eat tamales on Christmas?
I can tell you 100% I don't.
Have you ever had?
Okay, is
tamales.
Okay, yes. Is that the corn wrapped in like that?
Yeah.
Husk.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, I've had it twice in my life.
And you hated it.
And I didn't like it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't know what the hype is about it because it's just like this little gelatiny, whatever, corny. Type of thing. But I'm excited.
We're gonna have you try some different tamales right now because I think it's Christmas Day. Y'all are watching this on Christmas right now.
Merry Christmas, and y'all.
I was like, I need some Christmassy shit to eat with Danny.
Yeah.
And you know, I grew up in LA and
that looks ginormous. Okay, quit spreading the COVID. Come on. Get David.
David, I know.
David.
Fucking David just loves to kiss people in the mouth. And I needed you to try. I just needed to have some tamales with you. If you don't fuck
what?
With it, that's cool.
That's crazy looking. That's not what
Then maybe you haven't had it.
No, I have, but they're like little.
Oh, I don't know what you had.
That maybe, looks wild.
So I'm gonna take this husk off. Yeah. For you.
So wait, this is what you eat for Christmas?
This is not like a tradition of mine. Pero is something I've had plenty of because, you know, I got a lot of Mexican homies. Like, some of my bestest buddies in high school were Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the thing about it is, like, they, I forgot napkins. It's okay. You got napkins in there, Robin Couch?
Yeah, one sec.
Okay. She's sleeping.
Wait.
Let me just wake up real quick.
Wait, I have utensils. My bad. I have utensils with napkins. And so it's kind of the first thing I thought of. And
do I eat that?
You don't eat that part.
Oh, so sorry.
It's okay.
You ruin everything.
Come on, man. And I would always, so you know, Latinos and Filipinos, they celebrate Christmas, Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. right? And so Christmas Eve, I would go to my homies' houses and I would have their food. And then Christmas Day, they would come to my house. And they would have, like, whatever my mom was cooking, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, this is a beef. I think this is, like, either pork or chicken, but...
I honestly thought that those were, like, banh mi's in there that you had.
So I was like, oh, that would have been good.
That would have been good, too.
You like Asian shit? Let me make sure it's good, because I've never actually ordered from this place.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah?
That's all right.
Yeah? Is it, like, up to standards of the families that you've had it at?
I think so. I mean, look, the home-cooked stuff is always going to be better. But this is a spot. It had good Yelp reviews. Maybe this one's better.
Okay, like, can I get a utensil? There's nothing worse than, like, watching food and not being able to eat it. It's almost like whenever I get, like, takeout or something,
yeah.
I'm eating that in the car before I get home. Like, I can't have it sitting on my lap.
Oh, 100%.
And, like, when people are like, oh, just wait till we get home. I'm like, excuse you?
You're one of those Uber drivers that is going to be opening up some...
Oh, taking the fries. Mm-hmm. Taking the fries. Taking a little... Have a little sip to shake.
Well, let's take a bite.
Okay.
Let's take a bite. And look, I'm not mad.
Is it warm? It is warm.
Yeah. If you don't like it, you don't like it. That's okay.
Okay. I don't know the big deal of it. It looks so bland.
I'm gonna get a little bite of this beef one.
Did you try this one?
No. How's it? It's all right? It's all right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bland for you?
I mean... It is what it is.
Okay.
What is this though?
This one's okay. Let me try that one.
Wait, I'm not done. I just like really. I'm hungry. Okay.
This one's good.
Pass it over here.
Hold on, let me see what kind of meat this is. What is this?
That's like braised beef? Pork?
I think that's pork.
Pork? Shredded pork?
That was all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it better?
Mm-hmm. I like that one better than the beef one. Yeah.
And this one has a little spice in it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There we go. That one's just like very bland, that one.
Yeah. Okay,
just
let's
like
see.
Someone else's food.
I don't know what else we got here.
Just kidding. That was the inside shot.
Oh, this one might be good. Oh, this one. I think this one's like a cheesy jalapeno.
Okay, you know what? I like this.
You like that one?
This is comforting.
Yes.
It was like perfectly seasoned. The other one was bland. Didn't have much salt in there. This has a little bite.
That one's nice and it's like, I feel like that one is a good one.
Yeah.
The beef one is definitely kind of bland. Try that one. That's like a jalapeno and cheese situation.
This one?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay. Yeah, and that's like another thing too. Is like, I'm like, with you guys and your holidays here, it's like, you guys are so into it. Like, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I love coming here to Cali and and bombarding everyone's family dinners.
Yeah.
Because there's so many and you guys are just like...
But you guys do Thanksgiving in Canada too. It's just in October, which is weird. I don't know why you do that.
Why?
No.
Because we give thanks in October.
In October?
Yeah. You guys actually changed your Thanksgiving a couple times.
What?
In history, yeah.
For real?
It's facts.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact.
Do you know why?
Mm. I should have came up with... I don't like this one.
Oh, the chicken one is good. Try this chicken one.
Okay. No, I don't know, but I know it's facts.
Okay. Let me see.
You not have sauce with this or something?
They didn't give us any.
Okay.
I like to throw a little tapatio, little hot sauce on mine, usually.
Yeah. Mm, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. This is just something totally different.
Yeah.
So I'm into it.
Yeah.
But would I order on my own? Probably not.
You know, I think you just gotta have your...
Probably not.
You gotta come to the homie's house, you know?
Hey, I was just gonna say, it's probably the atmosphere too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a vibe. It's a vibe, and I'm missing out on the vibe right now.
Well,
what
are your holiday traditions, Danny Riel?
Okay. For Christmas, I used to do Christmas crazy. Like, decorate the whole house. I would make my own wreaths, you know, because I'm that crafty.
Oh, okay, you go all out for Christmas then.
Yeah, I do go all out for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, I love cooking. So the thing is, like, for the past 6 years, I've been really into Christmas. My ex's family had, like, 100 members.
Oh, shit.
Always get together, bring them to the house, and have, like, a whole party. Everyone bring food and cooking and having a good old merry jolly time.
Mm-hmm.
But since that's no longer my life,
right?
I have stopped cooking.
Okay.
And I'm like, I love it. No more dishes to do. And now my traditions is to travel. And not celebrate Christmas anymore. So last year, I was traveling. And then this year, I am going to be traveling Asia.
Damn.
Because I was like, fuck it.
Wow. I've never been to Japan yet.
You haven't?
I haven't.
That's so crazy to me.
I know.
Because the food there?
I know.
Out of this world.
I've always wanted to go to Japan and like... You know, Tokyo specifically. And I want to go to, like, one of those cities, like, with the weird sex shit, too.
You
know, like,
you
where
do.
You can get, like, panties in the vending machine and shit like that.
Use stinky panties.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you want the used ones, don't you?
Well, you know what? I just want to experience all of it, you know? Like, the food, the fashion, the weird sex shit. Like, I want to... Not that I want to be out there, like, fucking prostitutes, but I would just kind of want to see what the vibe is, you know? Like, Anthony Bourdain did an episode of his show where he did, like... Anthony. Yeah, I know. Oh. He, like, really explored, like, the kind of... The weirder shit in Japan. And I was like, ah, this makes
You
me
made
so-
an episode of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good, man. It's
okay, I have to watch that. Japan was, like, one of the most... I think since... I mean, I'm pretty well-traveled. Mm-hmm. Japan is one of the places that I can fully... like recommend that people have to go because you're transported into a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like the mannerisms of the people, they're so cute and they're so nice and they're so genuine. Like you could like, be passed out on the streets with your wallet there and it'll still be there when you wake up, you know, like that kind of shit.
David So has this story where he was in Japan and he was at a Foot Locker or something.
A Foot Locker in Japan?
Something, a shoe store, Nike store.
What a winner.
Oh, Nike store.
Okay.
And he left his like really nice camera in the Nike store and he had already walked like a block down the street, forgot his camera, and Nike employee was like, you know, hey,
arigato
and just tracked him down to give him this camera. That would never happen out here.
No
that camera would have been gone.
Yeah, I was walking around like naked. Hollywood.
Oh.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, that's a common occurrence but not in public. I was just walking around. I'm just like, yeah, this is a sketchy ass place. Hollywood?
Oh, Hollywood is so sketchy. It's not what people think it is in the movies and stuff.
No, it's not. Especially from Canada. Like when I did move here and I was like, okay, I was living in Orange County. Mm. People are like, oh yeah, you live in California. I'm like, no, it's not the same of what you're thinking.
No, especially not like Hollywood, Walk of Fame shit. Like, you know, the Chinese theater. Yeah, like all that shit.
Wait,
is
Chinese
like
theater?
The, you know, where they get the handprints. It used to be called the Man's Chinese Theater, but now it's called something, I forget.
Oh.
But it's like, you know, where you go and you take pictures with all the, where people put their footprints and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And you got, but it's like, it's so dirty.
Yeah, it's like, so dirty.
Hollywood is so dirty and stinky. And, you know, downtown LA is disgusting. Like, even like, all the touristy shit now is so gross. Like, Venice Beach is fun. Okay. Have you been to Venice Beach?
Yeah, I think so.
Venice Beach is fun. It's crazy.
Is there a sign that says like Venice Beach?
Yeah. And there's like street performers and it's fun. But as soon as the sun goes down, man, that shit gets grimy. Like, you don't want to be on Venice Beach when it's dark.
No. I was walking around. I'm like, it's midday. Like, but it's beautiful out. Palm trees, amazing. Okay. Yeah. But it's like there's almost like zombies walking around.
Yeah.
And it smells like piss.
Yeah. It's actually, you know, it's like, the glamorous shit is, you know, when you get there, it's like Hollywood shit, right?
Yeah.
Like all the bougie shit, all the lights, and then, but the in between.
You just gotta, between's the real in between.
You gotta be careful. It's the little, the ass crack is where it gets a little crazy. You wanna drink a little bit?
Isn't it like morning?
No, it's afternoon now.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Whip it out. What do you got?
I will whip it out right after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Hey, y'all. It's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Half of these are very bland. A couple of them are all right.
Do you have one that's not bland right there?
No, I think you got the good one. The chicken one
are
is like
sure?
the, probably
what is
the best
dark,
one.
This red thing?
The beef ones aren't good.
No, but the red thing, it has to have something in there.
No, it's bland.
Let me try it.
I want to try it.
I want all of it.
So Robin Couch just brought up that Japan is super accessible and convenient for blind people. Yeah, but I told you.
I know.
Why'd
I
you
just need to
me?
Know. I'm like one of those people who's like, don't touch it. It's hot. And I have to touch it and burn myself and be like, oh, yeah, it is hot.
Yeah, the chicken one's the best one. But yes. So I did not know that.
That Japan is super accessible.
For blind people.
Yeah.
So they got like, it's Braille everywhere or what is it?
Is that
like,
what it's called? Braille?
Yeah.
No, when, like on the streets, because when I first went my first time, I was like, what are all these dots on the floor?
Interesting.
And they're like these thick, I don't know, like what size is that? Like cool. Connect Four type thing. Mm-hmm. Connect Four peg. And then it's like a little elevated. And they're all over the sides of the sidewalk. So if you're blind, I guess it's common for blind people to be visiting Japan, but
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know that
those dots are there? So sorry. Just to explain further, those dots are there so that they can feel tactilely where the crosswalk is or where the edge of the sidewalk is with their foot, so they know if they're getting to the edge of it. Specifically for those using canes.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the, you know how some of the crosswalk signs talk to us here? All of them should. But a lot of them have automated messages. And also at the train station, she was able to select an audio map and select even Braille maps. And it was just crazy.
What?
And then she went to the Disney in Japan, and they had little tactile built miniatures of all the rides so she could feel the ride and get a like internal mental image before she got on the ride.
That's crazy.
That is cool. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that was insane.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But like how many like people visit that?
There must be like so many blind people out there now.
Well, that's what I was like, wondering when I was there. I was like, is there so many blind people here?
But yeah, is it like that they made it because a lot of blind people were there?
Or they want them there.
Yeah, or they're like, blind people, come.
Come and have the ramen over here.
Blind people, you don't know how they are.
Yes, Japan, Milan.
Did you know? Let's put your drink.
That I have a better accent than Jesus.
No, that was whack. Are you kidding?
Shut up.
Would you like some tequila?
I thought you would upgrade your tequila choices by these days.
Well, listen.
What?
I was going to order my go-to, which is just the Clase Azul Reposado, which is like, you know, the bougie one that I made popular, low-key.
Low-key, high-key?
Low-key, high-key.
I mean, I think you actually did.
I think you did. Look, I said that on Dumbfounders podcast, and they're like, you did it. I think you did.
Yeah. I think you did play a part. I'm not going to give you the full on credit because that's just crazy.
Yeah, I think I played a part.
But I think you played a part.
One of the comments was like, "Nah, like we started drinking that in like whatever, like a few years ago, like in whatever." I'm like, "Yeah, I did that." It's like, yeah, because of me.
Yeah.
I was gonna order my go-to Clase Azul, but it wasn't available on the Postmate option. And also, I figured like we're gonna be shooting it anyways, so you sip the fancy, you shoot the less than fancy,
unless
you know?
You just all around bougie. And,
that's facts.
But yeah, that's funny too. So also the funny thing, just now that we're on alcohol and just. Back in the day when we used to host club events.
Yeah.
And things like that. We'd have a rider, and we'd have all of our bottles. My rider was always Ciroc. Okay, do you remember that?
I do.
You do remember that.
And a bottle of Ace.
Yeah. Two Ciroc's, bottle of Ace, and then two cheap champagnes for the hose. I'd pour out for the hose. Because, man, those bottle rats. I'm like, you cannot be touching my Ace of Spades. I'm sorry, you don't go there. But I did a blind taste test with vodkas, because I used to be like a full-on vodka drinker, nothing else, but vodka and champagne.
Girls love vodka, man.
Yeah. and it turns out that I hated Ciroc. Ciroc was my last pick out of 12 options.
Wow.
Before Smirnoff. Like, Smirnoff went before.
Wow.
Polar Ice went before.
Polar Ice. So what was your first choice?
It was Kettle One.
Oh, shit.
Unanimous with all the people that I did it, which was like two other people. But, yeah, and in between we'd have like palate cleanses with clamato juice, tomato juice. Mm-hmm. And it just, that's a really funny thing because.
Interesting.
I was such a faker because I'm like, yes, the Rock, so got, cool.
I got a story about that too. My boy PD Flo, we were in Las Vegas.
Who?
Pedro Flores.
Oh, Pedro Flores.
Pedro Flores, PD Flo. We were in Vegas one time. It was when we were like 21 in Vegas. And like, you know, when you're playing the slots and shit at Vegas, they bring you free drinks, you know, because they just want you to drink and gamble and stuff. And so this fool kept ordering. He's like, I get a Grey Goose and like and cranberry. And so
how does it sound though?
Gotta get a Grey Goose. That's the Peter impression. Ah, nah, it's so good. So we asked he's like, oh, it's so smooth. He's like, it's so smooth. That's how I know it's Grey Goose. And so we tried to order a Grey Goose, and the lady was like, she was like, we don't have Grey Goose in this casino, right?
Yeah.
And like, but this fool Peter, they were telling him it was Grey Goose because he was so into
Grey
it.
Grey Goose.
Oh, nah. It's Grey Goose. I know it's Grey Goose. It's smooth. But there's no fucking Grey Goose. So we made fun of him for that.
And like, did he drink it thinking it was Grey Goose? Or no, there just was no Grey Goose and you made fun of him because he didn't have Grey Goose?
No. He was drinking and thinking it was Grey Goose.
Ah, okay. Grey Goose.
Yeah, Grey Goose. Did I say that funny? Yeah. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Are you shooting this or sipping this? How you feel?
How you feel? Let's just see what happens when we look each other in the eyes and go. Yo.
Danny Rio.
Hi.
When we first started doing club events together, would drink everybody under the table. Like, big, burly, fucking giant dudes would go shot for shot with her and be done. And she's like, what? Like, what are we doing?
Is that good? Like a flex? I don't think that's a flex.
No, that's a super flex.
I think that is actually something to be almost embarrassed about. Because it is a crazy ability that I have. I always joke, I'm like, I am the most expensive date. Because I will drink a lot and I will eat a lot.
Yeah.
And now, I didn't have a sweet tooth before, but now I have a sweet tooth and now I want all the sweets.
Oh, really? So now you want dessert too?
I want dessert too. Like, I'll order two desserts.
Wow, look at you.
I know. But that's why I work out so hard.
Do you judge a man, let's say you're on a date.
Okay, yeah.
Do you judge how he orders?
Okay, you know, it's hot though. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been dating much because I've just been newly single, but I have been, you know, trying to get out there.
Just one night stands everywhere?
No, not one night stands. Come on. Like, let's not go there. Okay, COVID. But something that like turns me on is like when a man is just ordering for me.
Okay.
Because that never has happened to me ever because I'm the foodie.
Yeah.
I'm the one that calls the shots. I wear the pants for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always doing my research, trying to figure out what to eat. Like, it's so important. Like, if you don't have a good Rasta pasta.
That's so funny because I brought that up one time on the podcast saying that I had heard girls say that before. And it wasn't you. It was somebody else that was like, something is hot about someone who is knowledgeable about the food and being like, okay, no, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's have this and this and that and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, and this is what we're going to have tonight, you know? Not that it's like a, hey, bitch, I'm going to order this for you. But it's kind of like a, hey, look.
You get a salad and some fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no croutons with this fucking carb eating bitch.
But it's like a guy that's kind of like, hey, I'm going to take you on this food adventure.
Yeah.
Trust me, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm getting a little hot just thinking about it.
Well, these tamales right here.
Okay. I don't know about this vibe.
Look, I want to take you on this half-bland experience right here.
This one falls apart. One's a little bit dry.
Look, a couple of these weren't great, okay? Mm. So we're not gonna shout out where they're from because I literally, whenever me and David do this shit,
yeah,
we used to like go to our favorite places and then try and figure out ways to bring it here. But then that was difficult. So now we just look up what's around here and order on Uber Eats. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's so unlike original.
I know,
Tim, you should do better.
Oh, Danny.
You know what you should do? You should ask your followers to submit their favorite spots.
We got some people that are down to pull up and bring lots of food, but you know, me and David are so last minute.
No shit.
You know me.
Yeah, today I didn't even know that it's Christmas today. And
I didn't tell her. I looked at the calendar myself. I was like, oh, this shit's gonna drop on Christmas. I'm gonna wear a Christmas sweater. And then she saw me and she was like, oh, you're wearing Christmas sweater. I was like, yeah, this is a Christmas episode. Sorry, I didn't tell you that.
I was like, you know, I would be like wearing my Christmas outfit. I was gonna come in like my lingerie.
Ah, damn.
Little number.
That would have been good.
I know, you fucked up.
It's okay. It's okay. Well, the next episode is the New Year's episode, so you got an outfit for that?
Thanks for telling me now.
I ain't got shit, but I got you some champagne for the next one, though.
Oh.
Because really? I know you're a champagne girl, but I couldn't get you the Ace.
Oh, you cheap motherfucker.
No, no, no. Here's what happened.
Tell me what happened.
I wanted to go get you some Ace, and I wanted to come with my regular tequila. Aww. But I forgot my tequila at home. And then the Ace wasn't available on Postmates, and that was that.
This guy knows how to plan. I love your ADD, your ADHD. That's a thing. Thank you so much. You know what? It's okay. I will take your cheap champagne. I already saw it. I saw the top of it when I walked by.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Moe.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's okay. It's mid. It's mid level.
It's mid. That's just what I expect from you. It's okay.
You know, Danny Real, can I tell you the story one time of
Am I in it?
No, you're not in this one. We have so many stories of our,
we do.
Because there was a time where we were getting after that first Dallas show,
we were the coolest motherfuckers roaming the city.
Facts. And I think you know, we have a lot of like crossover fans for sure. Right, like, yeah. Kind of same, we had like the same sense of humor, and I think a lot of people like watch us, right? So I think there was a good, I don't know, I feel like 6 months to a year where we were just getting booked for the same shit all around. And then Ferrari was always bringing us out for like different shows and stuff.
But yeah.
I think it just, all of a sudden we became like this little package deal.
It was. And that's like the coolest thing. We should do a reunion. Let's do it.
Something.
Yeah,
man.
Right. No, you don't have no time. That's a whole.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's a whole thing.
I know. But
it would be fun.
Something. I remember we had a little event at your hometown of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
And you took me to that pizza spot that was like, I still think about it to this day.
Okay, this pizza spot is called Little Pizza Heaven.
Little Pizza Heaven, fucking fire.
The best pizza. And we were
drunk,
but it hit different.
It did hit different because we were drunk, but I still feel like even sober is good.
Have you had it sober?
Never.
Oh, you know what? I should have just brought it for you.
From Winnipeg. How would you do that, Danny?
Well, first of all, I have a direct flight now. So.
Oh, it's a direct from Winnipeg to LA?
They just started offering that.
WestJet?
Yeah.
How long is that flight?
Just under 4 hours.
Where?
Yeah. In the morning. And then when you depart, it's like, I think, noon. Because it's like the same plane.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Like, trust me, because everywhere I go, I have to have a stopover somewhere. And it's bullshit.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah. So, but I was like, I could bring it. Next time I'm going to bring you a little piece of heaven.
I mean, I stopped eating cheese, Danny Real.
Oh, shoot.
And I'm still breaking out. What the fuck? This shit's stupid.
Yeah.
Danny, like, it's so dumb because I still break out. And now I'm getting gray hair. It's like, I got to.
Can I see?
Yeah, so my hair's not fresh right now. So when my fade's not fresh, the little salt and peppers really start to creep in.
That's cute, though, okay, and look, you should not.
Look.
Oh, my God, put that back down. My eyes.
I know.
It's cute. It's like you're seasoned.
I know that.
You're perfectly seasoned with salt and pepper.
Look, I know it's going to look fucking bomb when I'm ready to embrace it.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready for all that yet.
No, I feel you.
I'm still trying to keep up the illusion that we're young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. I'm right there with you, brother.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like we're all hitting our midlife crisis era. Mm-hmm. You know, dumbfounded just dyed his hair pink and green and shit or whatever.
Okay.
He fucking shaved his hair off, dyed it green. And it's so funny because I was literally the other day, I'm always in my head like, maybe I'll shave my head and dye it blonde.
Why would you shave your head and dye it blonde? You mean you would dye it blonde and then shave it?
Nah, shave it and dye it blonde like Cisco or like.
Oh, okay, well, that's silver, but
a little bit of hair.
Okay,
you know?
I see. Yeah.
You got the pink. That's brand new.
I know.
I've never seen you go that drastic with it.
Of course
I got
not.
Fucking tattoos now. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Since we're brand new out here.
I'm ready to get a tattoo. So I've gone to the tattoo. Would you call it a tattoo parlor?
Yeah.
A tattoo parlor. Parlor's a funny word. A tattoo parlor twice. Uh-huh. And I never got it. Oh, I got a dot.
Because and you stopped because it hurt or what?
No, I don't know what I want to get. Mm. I don't know if I want to be gangster and get like a whole neck tattoo. Because
don't get no like dragon or anything.
I am a dragon.
You are? Is that like, are you the year of the dragon or
I
what?
I am. It's my year.
Oh, okay. Then get the dragon.
Yeah.
Get the dragon.
Like a whole back, right?
You, is that what you're going to do?
I was thinking about it.
For real? Okay. No, if you're a year of the dragon, that's different.
This virgin body.
I know. Like, I don't know. So what are you thinking about?
I don't know. I think something small on like my wrist or like back here.
Okay.
You know, something cute.
Yeah.
Just a little something.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out, like, I need a meaning. I don't want to be like, yeah, I got a cross. Sorry.
I mean, that's why I like.
Two of my friends just got cross tattoos.
The just cross kidding. Means something.
Yeah, it means something. Like, it's good. It's Christmas. We're here. Jesus, thank you.
His birthday. Kind of, yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's why, like, you know, same. Because one of the main reasons why I never got a tattoo is because I feel like I'm so wishy-washy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I might like this shit one year. I might not like it the next year.
Yeah.
That's why, like. Okay, my daughter, I know I'm gonna fucking love her, right? Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm ready for the big boy tattoo, you know?
Did it hurt?
It fucking hurt, Danny.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Is it on your forearm?
Yeah.
Let's see this in person.
Hey, come take a look, brother.
I don't have my shoes on. Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's like gorgeous.
And no, it came that's out really so nice. Yeah. I have like a small one, like under, like right here. It's Chantharangsu in Thai in my dad's handwriting.
Oh.
But this is what they were calling it. They were like, oh, it's your first big boy tattoo is what they were saying at the tattoo parlor.
Are you gangster?
Man, just wait. Just wait, Danny. I'm about to be blasted out here.
You're not. No, I'm midlife not. Crisis. But
well, you know what?
Your hair looks cute.
Thanks.
Okay? I just want to put that on the record.
I mean.
You tripping.
I'm not ready yet, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll figure it out, though. Yeah. I just, you know, maybe I just need to go get some. Maybe I need to get like a. You know how some dudes come out looking like fucking handsome Squidward. Maybe I'll get some fillers in my cheeks and my chin. Get a little strong chin.
You know what? I dare you. Fucking dare you. Do it. Let's give us something to talk about.
Oh God! Have you seen Zac Efron's face?
No.
Everyone said. Well, people think that it's just like some fillers that went wrong. He says he got like. Into an accident and he needed like some type of reconstruction, but his face was looking kind of crazy. Let me show you.
No way.
Yeah, let me show you right now. It's kind of wild.
I thought he said he broke his jaw.
Yeah.
And then had to have it reconstructed.
Yes.
He still looks handsome to me though.
He just looks different.
It's different, like, but he's still Zac Efron. He's still a pretty man.
He is a pretty boy.
So check it out. Look.
He looks sad. You see this picture?
I'll send it to Robin Gauss to put up.
She's like, that's his
jaw.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Robin. I'm gonna have to disagree with that.
You're not feeling it?
No.
You like the old Zac Efron?
What happened?
I don't know, man. People.
You know what? I get it. I understand because
I get it too.
Like I've had fillers before, but like long time ago, it totally changed. Sure. Like I'm not gonna say no. When offering was like no, it does change your face, and like people are always trying to strive to be younger, and like it's the thing because of insecurities of online too.
I know, especially in this industry we're in.
Yeah,
you know, naturally, of course, you know it's like you want to get a little, you want to get you if we can, why not? You know,
of course, but it's also it's like the whole thing is like the journey is now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're not gonna be this young now, and it's like such a hard thing to swallow because. We're always trying to chase to be younger, but like at the same time, we're the youngest we're going to be right now. And it's like, it's the journey.
Why not live in the moment?
Yeah, getting old is going to happen no matter what.
And it's a beautiful thing.
And I've been looking around my surroundings. I'm paying attention more to older people.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you're younger, you don't really like be like courteous to older people because you're like, oh, I'm never going to be old. And like, right. As the older you get, like I'm becoming more respectful, like talking to older people, like having conversations with them, like if they need help for anything, it's like, it's so important. I'm just like, it like warms my heart. And I'm like, that's going to be me someday.
It's going to be you, Danny Real.
Yeah, so be nice to everybody around, young or old, except for young people, they suck. Just kidding.
Young people definitely suck. The younger, you know, the older we get, the suckier the young people get. You know, maybe that's just kind of how life goes. I've always tried to, you know, whenever an old person is trying to tell me a story,
mm-hmm.
I try to remind myself that like they're telling me because they've lived some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I try to like pay attention and really be in it. Because like they're experienced, they've been through it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when a random old person is talking to me, I try to really engage. When my parents are telling me stories, I'm like, God, please.
Oh, you're the worst. You're the worst. It's very important to make eye contact and like really listen to them too.
They're always telling me the same stories, Danny.
Oh, cheers. I was going to bring one up, but I can't.
Cheers.
Hey, you know.
Oh, God. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Are we shooting this or sipping this?
Sip it and then shoot it once we're back.
We're back.
Oh, we're back already. Cheers.
Bang.
Boom.
Cheers.
Oh. Tim. Tim just regurgitated his tequila back into his cup. Mm-hmm. That was pretty nasty.
Danny Real, how did you become such a good drinker? How did you get to the point where you were out drinking fucking bodybuilders and shit? How'd that happen?
Bodybuilders? Are you like speaking of somebody in particular?
No, yeah, because specifically one night it was at Winnipeg and
it was at Winnipeg
because all your homegirls, your Winnipeg homegirls were there. And I remember the club was low-key kind of empty because it was just kind of like you and your friends. And there was a big burly-ass dude who you were taking shots with. I forget like what his name was or whatever. And y'all were going back and forth. He was like, all right, yo, I'm done.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that? Sorry. There's just so many moments.
I know.
But, yeah, no. That's a common occurrence. I don't know how I can drink so much
because I feel like I had a high tolerance just
of pain.
Both pain tolerance.
I don't know about that. Let me ask your tattoo artist.
And oh no, look, when I did the tattoos, quick side shit. Well, look, me and Danny, y'all heard this shit, but me and Danny are just catching up. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah.
When I first got the tattoo, I told her, I was like, yo, I don't want to do any numbing cream, all right? Because it was like 6.5 hours.
Because I ain't
like,
no bitch.
I ain't no bitch. I was like, you know what? I want to live the full experience. I want to feel the pain. and then 3 hours into it, and let me tell you what hurt. This shit, the hair hurt. Because it's like, yeah. You know, like so many little fucking these. And I was like, yo, not going to lie. The hair was crazy, you know? And, uh-huh. And she was like, you want that cream now? And we're like halfway into it. And I said, give me some of that cream. Man. No pause. Cream. And it was like so much better with the cream. You don't feel anything until it wears off and then you feel it again and it's crazy.
So you little bitch.
I was like, I realized, what am I trying to show off for?
Exactly.
Who cares? What am I trying to prove?
Let's just salt and pepper this tattoo right now.
You know, I'm not about to let the salt and peppers out yet.
Okay.
But you know.
But my drinking.
Yeah.
I think it because I started drinking at a young age, I would only assume that that's where that happened. Mm-hmm. And also living in Winnipeg, because probably y'all are like, where is Winnipeg? What is Winnipeg? It's a small city in Canada. It's in the center. It's cold right now. We got snow, something that you guys don't have here in California.
No, we don't, unless you go to Big Bear, hour and a half away.
Okay, and yeah, there's nothing to do there. We just got Zara. Last month.
Wow.
It's a big deal.
Y'all are fancy now.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big boys coming through.
Can you say bag for me?
Fuck you.
Let me just hear it.
Why?
Let me hear if you do the Canadian shit.
Hold on. I'm going to lose my thought. You know me. And so we have nothing to do there.
Yeah.
To say the least. So drinking is a pastime. It's a
thing.
What
y'all do.
Yeah, that's what we do. Bag.
Ah, yes.
What?
Do it again.
Bag.
Yeah.
It's a bag.
It's more like you hit the it's more like a bag than a bag.
It's a bag.
Bag.
It's a can you pass me the bag?
Yeah. It's like bag.
Why does I don't see the difference. I don't hear the difference.
Okay, good. Okay, now say bagel.
Bagel.
Say it again?
Bagel.
Do it one more time.
Bagel.
Okay, bagel. Yeah.
Like a bagel.
Certain Canadians, I always would hear them say bag.
Bag.
Yeah. But then bag as opposed to bag.
Bag and bag.
Yeah.
A bag.
Bag.
A bag.
So you guys.
So what's a bag?
A bag is a bag.
Oh.
But you guys hit it more of a bag, okay?
Bag.
But then, and here's what tripped me out. I was like, And I asked Chia, I was like, yo, say bagel. And then one day, one of her family members was like, yeah, bagel. I was like, whoa, so you say bagel? Like, pass me a bag of bagels? That's crazy.
What is that even? Okay, well, how would you say? A bag of bagels. A bag of bagels.
But y'all be like, give me a bag of bagels. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Well, we also have different things too. Like, okay, so for instance, we're on the topic.
Yeah.
A parking garage. It's a parkade.
Parkade, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So fucking weird.
A carburetor.
Carburetor, yes, as opposed to a garbage disposal. Uh-huh. What do you call a cone that is in the middle of the street?
Pylon.
Pylon! What the fuck?
Is that not...
No!
What?
I've never heard pylon until I started dating Chia. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're gonna hit that pylon. I was like, huh? The cone?
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that one.
You know what? You know how I can always tell if someone's Canadian?
Let's go. What else you got?
When they say, what is it? Instead of, like, are you serious? They'll be like,
are you for real?
No. Not are you for real? Shit, I forgot. Are you for real? They'll be like,
are you sure?
No. Oh, I'm so mad.
They'd be like, are you for serious?
Are you? They'd be like, oh, I'm so pissed. I'm gonna have to call a Canadian and ask. Let me ask you this. How do you say
hi?
You know the things that you put on the back of your car or something where it's like a logo or a sticker? Okay, well, how do you say that?
Why am I drawing a blank right now?
So it starts with a D.
A decal.
Wow.
Did I get it?
This is crazy.
Did I get it?
This is... No, you did not.
Oh.
Well, you did in your way.
Okay. A decal.
So I... And everyone else I know says decal.
The fuck?
Everybody I know says decal. Until one day, Chia said decal. And I'm like, decal? And then... But then I called my boys in Toronto. Shout out to the Mandem.
Toronto.
Jay and Frey in Toronto, the Mandem. They said decal. So then I thought, oh, maybe this is a very Regina-specific pronunciation. So then Chia called her homie. She was like, hey, what do you call those things? He said decal. So then, but now.
I think Toronto's very Americanized, actually.
Right. So now I see that it's Winnipeg, Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh, fuck you.
Decal. As opposed to decal.
They want the decals and the pylons and the parkades and the carburetors.
It's crazy. I avoided the pylon getting into the parkade and my decal came off.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
I had a bag full of decals.
And I had bagels over there. I'm just kidding. That's wild.
That is pretty wild. I'm still trying to think of the original thing I was thinking of. They're like, wait, for real? Like, Canadians will say.
Something's happening. Just wait, y'all. Okay, Tim's got it.
Here, talk about something for 30 seconds. Just tell us where we can find you for 30 seconds while I think.
Okay, you can find me right here, sitting at the dudes.
Social media.
No, I knew that, but I just wanted to, I'm trying to like help you think with my soothing voice right now. Anyways, so this is your girl, Danny Riel. We're waiting for Tim to let his brain work right now. And, hey, you didn't give me kiwis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
The fuck? I wanted to eat kiwis with you. I wanted to show you how to eat a kiwi properly.
It was a very last minute
You
situation.
Are just... Stop. You are...
Look, that's...
Are you for serious?
It's like on the tip of my dick, man. I'm there. And I can't figure it out. Wait, Really? Are you for seriously?
Do
you,
for real?
No.
I'm trying to Google to help you out.
It's so not.
Thanks, Rob.
It's not
exactly.
Gonna work.
I'm determined. What exactly is this phrase replacing?
It's like.
What does it mean?
Are you serious? Are you serious, bro?
No, it's like no. They'd be like. Oh my God! It's killing me.
You're embarrassing us.
I am. This is, I feel like it's just, which is gonna be dead air.
I know. Thanks. Best episode ever.
Seriously? Naturally? Seriously? Do you really?
Well, anyway, so I met David.
Yes. Have you ever met? Okay, we're like.
I just saw his dumbass face laughing.
Yeah, and she was telling me, she's like, David's so funny. And I asked, have you guys ever met? And then you told me yes. And how have you met David?
Okay. It's kind of funny. I can't really remember, but my first time having Shabu Shabu.
Okay.
In LA, I don't want to say like 9 years ago.
Okay.
And I don't know how we ended up together, but it was like him and I and two other
people. You guys
people.
Were together?
Oh my God, like scissoring. And we just totally kicked it off. Mm. You know, it was such a weird like moment because we were just nonstop fucking laughing, taking sake shots, like eating food. And we filmed it for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
But like I archived all my YouTube recently. So
why?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, we'll talk about the next one.
And then, yeah, he was just so funny, had the best time, never talked to him again.
Oh. Well, that would have been fun if he wouldn't have got sick and...
Yeah, no, and then we were talking, we DM each other sometimes.
Okay.
And then, because he was talking about, because I went to June B.
That's yeah. Nice. In Hawaii?
No, oh, he has one in Hawaii?
Yeah, they just opened one in Oahu.
Well. Didn't do it.
And you were just in Oahu, too.
I sure was.
God damn it.
Yeah. Anyways, good stuff. I also ordered, with one of the Jumbies I went to, I ordered, I think, like, the matcha something ice cream. It was open. And I looked at some of my album, and I just spilt all the matcha on my pink dress. And it was just, like, the funniest moment.
Danny Riel.
My clothes really love my food.
You know, we've had some very drunken times together. lots of crazy shenanigans. I just remember being in Orlando, Florida for Playlist
this
Live.
This is our favorite story. I don't know if
we're
on repeat of this story.
Probably. I repeat my stories all the time. And just being in Orlando, Florida for Playlist Live at Universal Studios, running around drunk.
It was shut down. There was no...
Yeah, so this was lit. Back in the early, like however long ago that was, they don't do this anymore. So whack.
Oh, they don't?
They don't. They only did it for a few years, and they don't do it anymore. But like, so
I'm
like,
so happy and honored to be able to have experienced that. Imagine going to Playlist Live or like Orlando, Florida, whatever, and no one's there. No lineups. Like, I was mooning everybody. Like, my pants were down. Like, we were hooligans.
We were running amok.
Yeah.
It was crazy, just drunk, being like. So what they used to do, if y'all don't know, like, for Playlist Live, they did a thing where after a certain time, it was only the creators running around the park, and it was, like, open, like, beer and wine, so we could run to different areas, get fucking drunk, get on
rides.
Free
shit everywhere. Yeah. Oh, my God. We went and raided one of those things. I've never gone to one of these things where you get free things. So when I got there, I was like, oh, free? My cheap ass was like, yeah. There's, like, makeup palettes, like, all the snacks. I remember in my hotel room, we took that whole tray.
You're
of
so
all
dumb.
The chips.
Oh, no, wait. I'm so dumb. Yeah. Because she was drunk in her room and she was like, can you grab me some chips? So I went to like the little like the VIP fucking hangout areas and I grabbed the whole thing and took it to her room for her. I was like, here.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, how did I get all this shit? Yeah, that was so fun.
We're so fun.
I know.
That was such a good time.
Oh, you know what's another good time? What? Was in Hawaii, too.
Yeah, when we were doing a meet and greet out there.
That was fun.
Too. Oh, yes. There's a vlog of us just being drunk and like diving into the fountains at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did I get kicked out? No.
No, we almost got kicked out.
Right.
Because there was like they were setting up for a wedding reception or some shit.
And Tim and I are just like in our clothes, like I was like, yay, let's go in the fountain. It's like not the pool. It's literally like these beautiful fountains. I'm like, good idea, drunk in the day. Like, let's just go in the fountains.
A mess.
It was great.
It was great. Wow.
You can never.
What do you want to eat for this next episode? I'll order something yummy.
I don't know. Maybe we can plan that later.
What are you in the mood for? Let's check it out. All right. Well, hey, guys. Thank you for watching another delicious, amazing episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Thank you for Danny Whale for filling in for stupid David. We gonna have Danny back next week too. Wow. So I hope you liked it. If not, sucks, bro, because she's back. Danny, do you want to plug anything before we get out of here?
Yeah. I have my Instagram, Danny Real. I have my other website, Danny Real Free.
Oh, okay.
And I'm also opening up a coffee shop in DFW Airport. Ampersand, so make sure if you are passing through, come hit us up because it's the best liquid gold you'll ever have.
Bang, we'll talk about it some more on the next episode. All right, y'all, thanks for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. I'm Tim Chantha Rongsu. This is Dudes Behind the Foods. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.